State officials say they expected about 100,000 people to enroll in the first year of Obamacare. They were wrong. In the end, more than 200,000 people enrolled. That's a good thing if you're an advocate of more health insurance for more people. But it was a challenge for Maximus. That's the firm paid to run the call center for the state's health insurance exchange. Because Maximus was woefully understaffed.
We tried to give them projections of enrollment, and we counted on them to translate that into number of bodies.
That's Kevin Cunahan, the head of Access Health CT.
We were wrong on the enrollment, and they were wrong on bodies.
Cunahan says Maximus has had to triple the number of people taking phone calls. And because of the pricing structure, the more people that call and the longer they stay on the phone, the more Cunahan's agency has to pay. Pricing details of the original 3-year contract with Maximus are hard to come by. The company says they're proprietary and is fighting their release. But it has said that the contract was first valued at $15 million. Now, in just the first year of its contract with Maximus, Access Health CT expects to pay about $11 million. Next year, it projects $10.5 million. That's a total of almost $22 million in the first 2 years. Cunahan says the change may have caused his chief financial officer some concern, but otherwise...
It's a great problem to have. I mean, if you look at our mission, which is to get people insured, which is to get people access to health care, which is to reduce the number of the uninsured in our state, it's a great problem to have.
Maximus, through its attorney, did not respond to a request for comment. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.